Hello and welcome to our program today as we study from God's Word important matters that will help us get to heaven. We want to talk about something today that is going to happen to every person in all the world, no matter who you are, no matter if you're male or female, no matter if you're bond or free, no matter if you're Jewish or Greek, no matter if you're rich or poor, saved or lost, one thing is going to happen to us all. And that one thing is death. We're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about the last day of your life. That's what we're going to talk about today. And we begin with a passage from James chapter 4. And in this passage it says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city, and continue there a year, and buy and sell and get gain." He says, don't do that. And here's the reason why. "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even as a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." Our lives are all the same. We appear for a little time, but then eventually we disappear from this earth. And so when we speak of dying, we are speaking of something that will certainly happen to all of us. I will die in this world, and you know that, and I know that. But usually we think someone else will go before me. Someone older will die before I do. Someone who is sick will die. I'm not sick. Or someone who has cancer or something of that nature, they will go before I do. But you know, death is impartial. It doesn't matter if you're sick or not. You can die. In 2 Samuel 11, David had a little baby son who was born, and only 7 days into his life, the son died. So little infants can die. In Deuteronomy 34, verses 1 through 7, Moses lived 120 years, but you know what happened after the end of the 120 years? He died. In Genesis 5 and 27, Methuselah, he lived 969 years, but he died. 969, that's almost 1,000 years he lived, and still he died. In 2 Kings 22 and verse 1, Josiah was 39 years old when he died in battle. Solomon died, but guess what? His 700 wives also died, along with his 300 concubines. Death is going to come to everyone, and that's what Solomon wrote in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verses 15 and 16. "Then said I in my heart, as it happeneth to the fool, so it happeneth even to me. And why was I then more wise? Then I said in my heart, that this also is vanity. For there is no remembrance of the wise more than of the fool forever. Seeing that which now is in the days to come shall be forgotten, and how dieth the wise man as the fool." So it doesn't make any difference if you're wise or you're foolish. You and I are going to die. Ecclesiastes 2 and 18 says, "Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be a wise man or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor, wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun. This also is vanity." And so Solomon was frustrated about that. He knew his last day would come. Solomon would write in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, verses 1 and 2, "To everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, and a time to die. a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Yes, there's a season for everything. There's a time for us to be born. That's natural. That's a natural event. But there's a time for us to die. That's also a natural event. Dying is just as natural as being born. Ecclesiastes 3 and verse 4 says, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So there's times for everything. Verse 6 says, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away. Isn't that amazing? Now verse 11 says, he hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. So God has made a time for everything. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. And when we die, we weep. And when we're born, we laugh. We rejoice. Ecclesiastes 3 and verses 19 and 20 says, for that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. And go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. And so we are dust, we are weak, and we are frail. Then in Ecclesiastes 12, it talks about the cycle of all people. If you live long enough, you're going to become an old person, an old man or an old woman. And this is what's going to happen in this passage. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. There's a time coming, if you live long enough, where you just don't have any pleasure in the things of this life. Your interest that you had as a young person is just not there any longer. It fades away. Verse 2 of Ecclesiastes 12, while the sun or the light or the moon or of the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, that's your hands. Your hands are going to grow weak, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders shall cease because they are few. You're going to lose your teeth. Your hands are going to tremble. Your legs are going to get weak because they are few, and because they look out of the windows, be darkened. That's your eyes. You're going to lose your eyesight. Your hands are going to tremble. Your legs are going to get weak. Your teeth are going to fall out. What are they signs of? Those are signs that you're not going to stay here forever. Verse 4, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. It's going to be hard for you and I to hear when we get old. Hearing diminishes. The grinding is low. The singing is low. Verse 5, and also they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and shall fail, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about in the street. Death is going to come. You're going to grow old, if that be the case. And then you're going to die, and the mourners are going to go about in the street. Verse 6, the time of death comes, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return to God that gave it. Yes, we're going to reach the end of our lives. We're going to reach the last day of our lives, the last day. Then, of course, when we do reach the last day, we're going to return to the dust of the earth, and the Spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Then, of course, verses 13 and 14 will take place. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. That is the case for every man and woman in the world. We're going to reach the last day of our lives. And when that happens, your soul is going to leave your body. James 2 and verse 26. As the body without the spirit is dead. Your spirit is going to leave your body, your physical body, and then your life is going to come to an end. Life has the same cycle, usually, for everybody. There is conception. Then if you live through conception, you'll become an infant. And then if you live through infancy, you'll be a child. If you live through childhood, then you'll become a young adult. If you live that far, then you'll and keep living, then you'll be mature. Then you'll reach old age that we just read about in Ecclesiastes 12. And then you'll die. You'll die eventually. Death comes at different times for people. Jesus was 33 years old when he died. Some men have lived, of course, longer than that. Methuselah lived 969 years. But Jesus didn't. The very Son of God didn't live that long. Our last day will come. It may be just a normal day as it was today. Didn't you have a normal day today? I knew a preacher as a boy. His name was Brother Preston. And Brother Preston grew up and became a man, became a preacher of the gospel. He's a wonderful person. I love Brother Preston. But he reached the end of his day. He reached the end, the last day of his life. It was just a normal day. It was a normal Sunday. He was a preacher. He had prepared a sermon to preach. He put on his preaching clothes. He rehearsed his sermon. He went to the worship assembly. He sang when the songs were led. He prayed with the one who led the prayer. And then he got up and he preached that lesson. Normal Sunday, normal Sunday. But he didn't reach the end of that sermon. He fell down to the floor in the midst of that sermon, and he was dead. He died of a sudden heart attack. Everything was normal up until that point. But then in the middle of that sermon, his soul left his body for scenes beyond this world. Your life is going to end. One of these days, our lives are going to end. It may be just a normal day. He did not die because he decided it was time. Your body is a remarkable creation of God. It can overcome so very much. It can overcome a lot of things for a long time. But eventually, you're going to end your life. Life is going to end. If you knew your life was going to end this Wednesday night, I wonder if would you be in Bible class on Wednesday night? Seriously, think about that. Often people make pre-funeral plans. They pick out the flowers. They pick out the casket. They pick out the clothes. They pick out the burial plot. They are preparing for death. And that is the outward man that's going to pass away. But you know, you have an inward man, and he's going to continue to live. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, the Bible says in verse 2, it is better to go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, for that is the end of all men, and all living will lay it to his heart. when the end of life comes, we think very seriously. We think about and we contemplate serious matters. And so that's why the Bible said it's better go to the house of mourning than to the house of feasting, because that is the end of all men. Verse 3 says, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. Isn't that something? The heart is made better by sadness. And so we think seriously about things in life when there is a loss of life. Ecclesiastes 7 and verse 8 says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof, and the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Better is the end of a thing. You know, it's easy for us to become a Christian and begin the Christian life, but it's another thing for us to be patient and take it all the way to the end of our lives. Only God knows how many people have become Christians but didn't last all the way through it. In Ecclesiastes 9 and 5, it says, for the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. So we make funeral arrangements because we're preparing for death. We're making funeral arrangements for our physical body, but have we made the arrangements that are necessary for our inward man? The outward man is decaying, and we can see that. But the inward man needs to have attention and needs to be taken care of as well. And so that's why Solomon wrote, the whole duty of man is to fear God and keep his commandments. Why? Because an end is coming to our lives. And after the end of our lives, God shall bring every work into judgment and every secret thing, whether it be good or evil. And so we need to live righteously. We need to live obediently to God's will. We need to live with a pure mind, a holy mindset, so that we can prepare for death. We need to live as a servant of Jesus Christ. We need to live and mature as a child of God. Our time here is so very limited, and time passes so fastly, so quickly. James 4 and 14 says, for what is your life? It is but a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then passeth away. You know, our time here is running out. We don't have forever on this earth. We may think we do. We may think we have a lot of time, but we really do not know how much time we have left. It doesn't make any difference how old you are today. You have just as much time as the oldest person. And if you're an old person today, you have just as much time left on earth as a younger person. Because all of us, all we know is we have today left. That's all we have is today. Everybody's living the same amount of time, and that amount of time is just simply today. We only have today. And so we must be prepared today. If the Lord were to come this Wednesday night, what would you be doing on Monday and Tuesday? Would you be living in preparation for his coming on Wednesday? I'm sure that you would if you were a wise person, a rational person, a person who cared about where your soul was going to live for eternity. You would prepare for that day and that time to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And so we must live as each day is our very last, because we don't know what will happen on the morrow. Nobody knows. The Lord could come, or we could die in some way through a tragic accident or a health issue or no telling what. And so we must be prepared for our passing. Now, if you have obeyed the gospel, but you haven't been living according to the gospel, you certainly are not prepared for death. You need to get back into the church and be restored and become a faithful child of God once again. If you have never obeyed the gospel, then you need to obey the gospel and become a faithful Christian. And you do that by hearing the gospel. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10 and verse 17. We must hear the word in order to believe in Jesus Christ. And we must have faith in order to please him. Hebrews 11 and verse 6. You prepare for the last day of your life by hearing the gospel and believing the gospel. But then you must act upon the gospel. You must repent of your sins. Acts 17, verses 30 and 31 says, all men everywhere are commanded to repent. And the reason being is there's coming a day of judgment in which we're all going to be held accountable to God. You're not prepared for death if you haven't heard of Jesus Christ, believed in Jesus Christ, and changed your life. But we also must call upon the name of the Lord. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 13. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now the Bible tells us when to call upon the name of the Lord, and that is when we are baptized for the remission of sins. Acts 22 and 16, the Apostle Paul, before becoming a Christian, was told when to call upon the name of the Lord. He was told, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Watch this. Calling upon the name of the Lord. And so if we call upon the name of the Lord when we are baptized for the remission of sins, to wash away our sins, you see how Romans 10 and 13 fits. It fits into the same activities that bring about our salvation. And so when we are baptized into Jesus Christ, Galatians 3 and verse 27. We not only are baptized into Christ, but we want to put on Christ. We want to be a Christ person, a Christian. And so that's how we prepare for the last day of our lives. But that's really not the end of what becoming a Christian is. We must also live a faithful Christian life and obey what the Bible says each and every day that we live. And when we do this, we're preparing perfectly for the last day of our lives upon the earth. It is then that we're making our salvation, our election, and calling sure. We will have a wonderful entrance into the heavenly kingdom, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 through 12. We will be saved from our sins, and we will be saved eternally. And so it won't matter when the last day of our life comes, because we will be prepared for it. We want to thank you for listening to the program today and listening to this important message, the last day of your life. We also want to make an announcement to you. On June the 19th and 20th, here at the Windmill Church of Christ, we will have a little lectureship, and you're sure welcome to come. It's on Saturday and Sunday of June the 19th and 20th. We hope that you'll mark that on your calendar and that you'll come and listen to the preaching. Bring your children. We're going to have classes for children on Saturday and on Sunday, and we hope you'll come and listen to these wonderful lessons on the victories that God gives. God gives us great victories, and in the Bible, we read of many victories of the people of God who served God and obeyed His will. Thank you for tuning in today. May God bless and keep you as you continue to study His Word. Thank you, and we hope to see you next time.